Are you too demanding? High standards, high expectations. Are you realistic? You'll agree with me that our businesses is our baby. We want things to run smoothly. We don't want anything to fall through the cracks. We want to get the job done right. But sometimes our team drops the ball or performs tasks efficiently, but not exemplary as we would like. Sometimes it makes us angry, disappointed, frustrated, disempowered. We don't know what to do to make sure things are done according to our expectation. And we often ask ourselves, are my expectations too high? Am I being too demanding? As entrepreneurs, we all experience certain challenges related to team management. Here are some of the conversations around the challenges that I hear the most often and possible solutions for you to explore. First, clarity in your positioning. Clarity is an intangible but an important concept. Our business positioning is the anchor of our operation and therefore our client experience. Kia and Mercedes are both very profitable businesses, but their business positioning is very different. So here's my question. If you were a car manufacturer, which one would you be? The brain works in images first and in words second, but we need words to create images. So by selecting a clear positioning, we provide ourselves and our team a mental image that represents how we want to operate within our business. For example, if you decide that you're Mercedes, you can then use that as an anchor to guide your operations. If we were Mercedes, how could we accomplish this task? How could we onboard a new client to make them feel like they're at Mercedes? By being clear on your business positioning, you align your action with the standard we want to set. Standard of perfection. Sometimes, often, I notice entrepreneurs who demand high standards from their teams more than they demand from themselves. Let me explain. We want to be Mercedes. We want our clients to have that kind of client experience. But when we send an email to a client or when we send an email to a team member, we do it the Kia way. That is, without taking the time to polish and refine it. It's kind of like short, sweet, clean cut, rather rushed email. So after clarifying your business positioning, ask yourself, am I myself embodying that positioning? Am I delivering that experience to my team? Here I invite you to watch an episode on my YouTube channel on the client experience equation. Assessing capacity. Just like a client who's not an ideal client for us, but could be for another entrepreneur, sometimes a team member simply doesn't have the ability to embody our positioning. By nature, this person is more Kia than Mercedes. This can be a difficult realization, but it does happen. And because it's hard to find employees, because it takes time and energy to train employees, and because we want to limit turnover, which could lead to uncertainty in the eyes of our clients, sometimes we keep an employee on the team for too long or in a role that doesn't suit them for too long. It's normal. It's just human. But the reality is that as the gap between our expectation and reality widens, confidence erodes, and that person's self-esteem is likely to be affected. And to impact somebody's self-esteem is, in my opinion, one of the greatest harm we can do to anyone. So after you've clarified your positioning, after you've embodied your own positioning in your daily action, ask yourself, does this person have the capacity to do it? I don't believe we should lower our standards of excellence. Never. But I do believe that we often lack the clarity and alignment that we need to better embody our positioning and ensure that everyone around us is in their zone of excellence. For it, we need clarity, alignment, embodiment, and a well-surrounded team to make our dreams a reality. Let's be proud of our standards of excellence. It's always a pleasure to read your comments. You can reach me by email or via LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram.